Welcome to the Campbell Conversations. I'm Grant Reher. Despite COVID, maybe even in part because of COVID, interesting things are happening at the Everson Museum of Art in Syracuse. And with me are two guests who can speak directly to that. Elizabeth Dunbar is the museum's executive director and CEO. She's been on the program previously. Julio Campbell is an artist from Syracuse who works in several different mediums, and he has a major exhibition at the Everson that opened in March and will run through July, which is titled Homecoming. Julio, welcome to the program, and Elizabeth, welcome back.
Greetings. Thank you so much.
So, Elizabeth, let me start with you, and actually I have a couple questions for you. I thought maybe we talk about the museum a little bit, and then I want to talk about Julio's work in greater depth. So, let me just start with you. Elizabeth, the museum has faced some challenges in recent years, and we've discussed them on this program in prior episodes, including financial challenges, and then obviously COVID, which has deeply challenged a lot of the arts. The museum made a decision a little while back to sell Red Composition by Jackson Pollock, and it sold last October, I believe, for $12 million. And the reason for that in part was to further the museum's goals related to diversity and inclusion and expanding out the collection. So let me ask you, this is a crass question, but I've got to ask it first. Were you happy with the price?
Well, Grant, of course we would have loved for it to have sold for even more than $2 million. Who wouldn't want it to reach the highest pinnacle? But I mean, we were pleased with the outcome. And although we haven't been able to really utilize those funds as of yet, they are being squirreled away and invested. So we will be using the interest from the principal to acquire new works. We do definitely have some lofty goals for utilizing those funds coming up. In terms of our initiative to diversify our collection, it's something that we have been engaged in for really the last 5 years, but in the wake of George Floyd's murder, the Black Lives Matter movement, all of the things that really happened last summer came really boiling to a head. And for us, we felt very strongly at the museum that we needed to make a public statement regarding that and follow it up with real decisive action. And so while the Pollock was something we had considered selling for a while, we really expedited our actions to get that done as quickly as possible in order to, you know, move the ball forward.
And first of all, just let me make sure that I didn't misspeak then. Did you say it sold for 13 and I said 12?
Well, 12 was the hammer price, if you will, but then there is a buyer's premium on top of that.
Oh, I see.
So yes, nothing, you know, there's always a little added extra.
Right. Okay.
Got to read the fine print.
Okay. So, one of the things that looked particularly interesting to me, in addition to Jaleel's work, which we'll get into here in a minute, but was the Up Close Artist series that you folks have started. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Up Close Artist series is in conjunction with an exhibition that opens on Saturday, April 10th, called Who, What, When, Where, and is a series of artist talks and conversations and demonstrations really running through April through August, I believe, that features some of the artists in the exhibition.
Okay. And so what do you hope that piece will add to just taking in the actual work?
Well, of course, hearing from the artist directly about their work brings a lot of new information and provides context for learning more about the work that's on view. Certainly, Who, What, When, Where is a group exhibition. It features 50 artists, and they're all drawn. All the works are drawn from our permanent collection, including several works that we've acquired in the last few years. Now, this is a group exhibition, so there is definitely a curatorial agenda, if you will, in putting these particular works together and to tell a particular story. But isolating each artist and having them speak about their works from, you know, from their own words certainly adds to the overall knowledge about the work and really putting it within an even broader context. So, and I think one of the, you know, if there is anything to be said for the positive outcomes of the coronavirus, it has been our ability to capture audiences across the world who would not necessarily be able to visit us in person, but through Zoom talks and lectures and a variety of programs, we've really been able to reach out to people all over the place. And the same goes with working with artists who are in our collection, who, you know, in the olden days before coronavirus, most of the time we would fly artists in to Syracuse to give talks in person. And while that's always, you know, my preference is to have a live, living human being in front of me to interact with, I think we've all, in the age of the Zoom age, if you will, we've all become accustomed to having conversations and dialogues and lectures via Zoom. So it's opened up the world in a way to us and our audiences in ways that we would have never expected a year ago.
I'm Grant Reher. You're listening to the Campbell Conversations on WRVO Public Media, and I'm speaking with Everson Museum of Art Executive Director Elizabeth Dunbar and the artist Jaleel Campbell. And let's talk about Jaleel Campbell's work, and we'll hear from him in a minute. But the question I had for you, Elizabeth, before we turn to Jaleel is he's got this major exhibition called Homecoming. What put him on the museum's radar screen?
Well, I have to say he's been on the radar screen for quite some time. In fact, his exhibition was scheduled to happen at the Everson last year. Mm. And due to the coronavirus and having to close down and postpone some exhibitions, he's had to wait an extra long period of time, which, you know, if you know artists like I know artists, they like every last second you can give them to prepare for an exhibition. So I know he was working up, you know, to the very last minute getting his show together. So, you know, the show really came about from our former curator, DJ Hellerman, who was very active in our community and doing lots of studio visits. And Jaleel had shown his work at the Everson previously in a group community exhibition and kind of knocked everybody's socks off then. And so we'd followed his work ever since. And that's how this love affair with Jaleel Campbell started. Although I think his love affair with the Everson started, you know, long before he had his first show at the Everson.
Well, Jaleel, it's a perfect segue to bring you into the conversation. So, well, tell us about your association with Everson. How far back does it go? And then I wanted to ask you about the Homecoming exhibition and several questions about that.
Yeah. So I remember visiting the Everson as a child. And well, first of all, the architecture itself is just beautiful. You go into that space and you just feel like you're not even in Syracuse anymore because it's so beautiful. But I remember looking at the walls and seeing all the artwork and just knowing and wishing that my stuff could exist on these walls, you know, one day. And so to have that opportunity come true now is just like, wow, this has been such a moment for me. Just seeing all of the different reviews and stuff of the show and people reaching out to me about it, that they went to go see it, and the Everson's commitment to like making sure everything is how it's supposed to be in terms of the show. I have no words. I'm just so grateful at this time. And what you were saying, Elizabeth, about me needing extra time, you are completely right, okay? because had the show gone up last January, none of that stuff would have been in there. So that's why I'm like, okay, that was one of the better things that came out of COVID, is that it gave me more time to work on some new artwork. Because while I was in grad school, I graduated last year, but while I was in grad school, I had took some time off from illustrating. So I wasn't illustrating at the time. I didn't have any new things that I was working on. It wasn't until last summer that I began illustrating again.
So Jaleel, briefly tell me the story of the homecoming digital illustrations. Again, there are several different mediums that are on display here, but you have these digital illustrations, and that's what are give the overall exhibition its name, Homecoming. Where do those originate from, and what are you trying to communicate through them?
So in this series, the Homecoming series, I'm paying homage to my father's lineage. So my father's family, they have this family book, and it tracks the history of our oldest living, well, our oldest known ancestor. His name was Pompey Hines. And it tracks his life along with the life of his 17 children. And from that book, I was inspired again, because I'm so interested in learning more about where I come from, who I am. And it wasn't until I went down south for my grandfather's funeral about 2 years ago that I'm like, okay, you know what? This would be such a dope, a dope series of artwork if I just put the time aside to do it. So I sat on it for like a year, and then last summer I ended up starting the series. And so what I did was I took different excerpts from the book, and I tried to come up with the illustration that depicted what they were discussing in the book at that time. So although all of them aren't representational of what's going on in the book, some of them were just inspired by the tales that were going on, but it was just important for me to capture down south living in the early 1900s and what that might have looked like for Black people.
You're listening to the Campbell Conversations on WRVO Public Media. I'm Grant Reher, and I'm talking with Jaleel Campbell, an artist with the solo exhibition on display at the Everson Museum of Art in Syracuse, and the museum's executive director and CEO, Elizabeth Dunbar. So, Julia, the digital illustrations that you have that we were just talking about before the break in the Homecoming series, they employ geometric shapes and very bold colors. And at least to my untrained eye, they seem to have some elements of representational cubism, but could you just speak a little bit about what you like about that technique that you're using there?
Yeah, so I definitely am inspired by like Picasso, of course. There's this illustrator by the name of Irte from like the 1920s. Loved his work. I'm also a big fan of Jacob Lawrence. So like I tried to come up with my own style within me watching all of these other great artists, you know, creating their works. So for me, my artwork is cubist yet still flat, but dimensional. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Looking at the pictures, it absolutely does. Yeah.
And that, right. Like it doesn't make sense when you're just saying it, but when you look at the images, you see exactly what I'm talking about. There's some different moments in these images where some of the figures or there's just these little different moments that it appears as if like some of the pieces are like popping out, you know. Mm-hmm. I like adding all of those different elements because again, it allows your eyes to work its way around the image. I try to create all of my pieces to be extremely busy for that reason, you know, because I like every time viewers look at my work, I want them to see something new that they haven't seen before. Mm-hmm. And it's even better when the pieces are bigger, you know, so you really get a chance to see all the detail that makes up these images.
And the exhibition also contains a collection of Jalifal dolls. Yes. Dolls. And that's something you're pretty well known for. Tell us about these. I mean, where do they come from and what are they about?
Yes. So the Jalifal dolls are a surprise hit. Okay. my hands are still hurting. I'm about to start working on my next batch for the summer. And I just always loved playing with dolls as a child. But because I was a boy, I wasn't supposed to. And I felt a lot of shame and, you know, just all of those things that you feel as a child. And so as I've gotten older, like I didn't address it or didn't acknowledge it at all throughout the years. And so, because again, there was too much guilt and shame there. But once I got to grad school, I began focusing my time on unpacking that trauma, that guilt, that shame, and then asking the question, what would my own doll line look like? And so from there, I set out on this journey of coming up with my own line of dolls. And so 3 years later, we have the Jalifal dolls. And I'm like, I really can't even believe that when I tell you I went to Michael's one day and I just got some random like materials and tried to make a doll and it ended up working. So like, I don't know, it's crazy how it came about, but to see how far they've come skill level wise since then is really beautiful.
Well, I hope this isn't too personal of a question, but I did want to ask you, I had read in one of the write-ups of your work that the dolls were an important vehicle for you to have an important but difficult conversation with your father. Is that, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So when I was younger, my father, he did not believe that I should play with dolls. He would constantly like just talk, just say some ridiculous stuff. But it definitely used to hurt when I was younger. But when I got older and I was able to have this conversation with him about how that made me feel, asking him why, you know, he did that, he apologized and he supports me 100%, you know, with everything that I do. And that was definitely a beautiful moment for me, because it's like, I feel like for a long time, me and him were not connecting like that because of that unresolved trauma that I had from when I was younger.
If you just joined us, you're listening to the Campbell Conversations on WRVO Public Media. And my guests are the Everson Museum's Executive Director, Elizabeth Dunbar, and Syracuse artist, Jaleel Campbell, who currently has works on display at the Everson in an exhibition titled Homecoming. Jaleel, there are also video installations as part of your exhibition. So what can people expect to experience and encounter there?
Listen, you are getting a little bit of everything from me. Okay? I wanted to take this opportunity at the Everson to show the best of everything that I do. So with the video work that's on display there, I have a documentary titled The Jaleel Campbell Experience that was created by this SU student by the name of Kai. She's a brilliant videographer and director. So we have that in the show. And then we have two of my Feel That Funk videos that I created as well with my friend Christian Kegler. We both directed those videos, and it's just a celebration of Blackness, and it's very, oh my God, I can't even describe what that experience is like. I can't wait for everybody to get the vaccine so we can go out and start dancing together again, you know, because it's really just a good time. It's really a good time.
Well, this question, next question leads to a question I also want to ask of Elizabeth too, but how do you think, you mentioned being a kid and being in Syracuse and going to the Everson, how do you think growing up in Syracuse influenced your art? I mean, just take that question any way you want to take it, but do you think that there's a Syracuse specific component in there somehow?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Sure. No, I'm just curious about whether growing up in Syracuse influenced your art in some way.
I would say I remember all the time I went to Silas Elementary, and they would always take us to the Delavan gallery. And like we would have our artwork and stuff in there. Like they would have like auctions and stuff and sell our artwork to people, which was dope. And then I'm trying to think. I would go and check out the Everson as well. My mother, she tried to expose us to a little bit of everything. Mm. So everybody doesn't have that experience. And this is where I'm from. This is where I was born and raised. So I definitely think that shines through in all of my work. And that's the thing that I think, especially for like my video work, I want people to know that things like this are happening here in Syracuse, a place where most people are constantly saying like, you know, there's nothing going on here. I don't know what part of Syracuse I'm living in, but my Syracuse is very fun. So it's important for me to like highlight all of the good parts of Syracuse that we're creating, you know. Places can't get better if people aren't doing anything to make them better. So I'm trying to do my part.
And Elizabeth, that really what Jaleel just said leads directly into the piece of this question I wanted to put to you is, how important is it for Everson to have local talent in the museum? And what have you tried to do regarding that in your time as executive director?
Well, I think, you know, where the Everson is, I wouldn't say the only game in town, but it's pretty much the game in town when it comes to art museums and Central New York in general. It's not like going to Manhattan or to New York City and there are, you know, 20 different museums where you could be showing your work, or there are, you know, hundreds of galleries there to support a network of artists. So I think for the Everson, you know, we don't want to be seen as a purely local or regional museum. And so our focus is not to only show local artists, but when we come across local artists that we think are at a level where they're national players, that's when we work with the local artists. So, you know, we have some great homegrown talent here. And, you know, it's up to us to get out there and see that work and learn more about that work and provide a platform for experiencing that work and for our audiences to be able to see it. So, you know, I see, you know, the Everson plays a very vital role in engaging the local artist community. And it's not only just through exhibitions. We try to engage our local artist community through programs, community exhibitions, you know, different workshops and programs that we have with visiting artists from out of town. I mean, these are opportunities that we hope everyone in our community takes advantage of, and especially our artist community, because if you're an artist living in Manhattan or Brooklyn or wherever, you can jump on the subway and get to the Met and see, you know, work, and you can get to MoMA or the Whitney and be constantly inspired and challenged, provoked, all the things that artists really need to be, you know, become better artists, to become artists who think about the entire canon of art history and where they fit into it. So, you know, while we certainly support the local artist contingency, we also recognize that we need to also be bringing in artists from other parts of the country so they can be inspired as well.
And we only have a couple minutes left, but Jaleel, I wanted to put this last question to you particularly. And I want to go back to something that you said at the beginning of the, or earlier in the program, which was just how cool it was for you to have an exhibition at the Everson growing up in Syracuse. You know, I'm thinking that that's got to be, for an artist who's from Syracuse, to have, you know, the major exhibition there at the museum, that's got to be a bit of a head trip, right?
Listen, this whole like past month has been so like surreal for me. So the day the show opened, Senator Rachel May, she came and gave me like a proclamation. She surprised me with that. It's like, to me, although I was already like solidified my spot here in Syracuse, this just like turned me into like a whole different type of, you know, this just put me on a whole different type of plateau. So I am grateful. And again, it legitimizes everything that I'm doing. And it shows me that there are people that are rooting for me, you know, and they want to see me succeed. And I appreciate all of that love and support so much. Because, you know, as artists, we need the audience. We need the people. And it's been hard to do that during COVID. But I'm extremely grateful.
Well, we want to make sure that we keep you here in Syracuse, and that's a good place to end. That was Elizabeth Dunbar and Jaleel Campbell. And again, Jaleel's exhibition titled Homecoming can be experienced at the Everson Museum through July. Jaleel and Elizabeth, I want to thank you first for making the time to speak with me. And I also want to wish good health to you and your families.
Same to you, Grant. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Campbell Conversations on WRVO Public Media, conversations in the public interest.
The Campbell Conversations, conversations in the public interest, was hosted and produced by Grant Reher, engineered by Tom Fazio, and edited by Mark Levonier. The Campbell Conversations is a joint production of the Campbell Public Affairs Institute at Syracuse University and WRVO Public Media. To learn more about the program or to hear previous interviews, visit wrvo.org/Campbell Conversations.